Paid for by IMIC Incorporated.
The Cure with Amy Cabo is brought to you by IMIC Research. Life can bring many difficult situations, domestic violence, addictions, poverty, and even sexual abuse by your loved ones. Welcome, Amy Cabo and The Cure.
Good afternoon, and thanks for joining us today. This is The Cure, and I'm your host, Amy Cabo. And I'd like to let you guys know that I'm very excited today because we are joined by Dr. Boris Nikolov, who I have to share a little story with you guys. Those of you who have read my book know that my full name is Amy Cabo Nikolov. Nikolov being my married name, therefore Dr. Boris Nikolov is my husband of 18 years. The love of my life, whom I call my saint. Yes.
Hi.
Hi, Dr. Boris Nikolov.
Hello, Amy. Thank you for having me.
It's so glad to have you join us. And just to give you guys a little bit of a background, my husband and I, we do everything together. We've lived together for 18 years. We've worked together for 18 years. And now I guess we're doing this show together. But I wanted to talk to you guys today about, I wanted to discuss the effects of trauma, common symptoms, and some methods of recovery. Our show deals with trauma, abuse, mental illness, common misconceptions, treatment, and healing options. And what I wanted to do was to provide a platform where we can be there for one another. We can help one another. Share our stories. It can be very therapeutic. I have to admit that when somebody has suffered trauma and if they're going through a difficult time, one of the processes in recovery is to be able to accept what's happened, to be able to write it down. And that in itself can be difficult because society teaches us to believe that trauma is a very difficult thing. It's a very hard thing. It's something that can make us broken, and that's how sometimes people can judge us, but it's not necessarily so. We don't have to be a textbook case. We can defy the odds. We can rise above. And one thing that's even more difficult is talking about it. I have to admit, it wasn't easy for me to write my book. I'm a very private person. There's nobody more private than I am. In that, my husband was the only one that knew anything that happened to me, knew the fact that I was abused in every way from the time that I was 7 to the time that I was 15, knew my whole life story, but none of my friends did, not even my psychiatrist. I went to her for the medication, for the prescription, but I wouldn't say much. I simply had conversation. I believed it was something difficult to talk about. But see, you guys, I'm trying this. I'm doing this experiment. I'm trying to see if I can get myself to the point that I can talk about it as if it's no big deal. Because it's not my fault. It's not something that I did. It was something that was done to me. So I should be able to speak about it like if it was a car accident or something like that. Because it's no longer a shameful secret, but a vehicle to help one another. And by providing this platform, people will be able to call in as anonymous and provide their success stories. Because remember, all victims become survivors. And the fact that they're a survivor in itself, the fact that they're alive, is a success story. And we all have a success story to share with one another. There's things that we can learn from one another, and we can encourage one another by seeing how we can each success, by believing in a greater being, in a greater purpose, by knowing that nothing should just break us down. That's not our purpose. If anything, if we've been through hard times, that makes us even more informed. It makes us even more mature. It makes us even more aware. It makes us even more prepared. and we can help others. Also, I just wanted to let you guys know that no matter what you go through and no matter what is going in your life, there'll be good days, there'll be bad days, and some of us can struggle all day long between highs and lows, feeling bad for no reason. I understand that. But there's also very happy moments. There's moments to celebrate. There's moments that you're so grateful that you're alive. And I promise you, if you're grateful, you live your life happier. You really do. What do you think? I mean, what do you think, Boris? How has it been? Explain to them a little bit about the difficulty since you married me, how difficult it's been for you, how much you've learned, and what you've gotten from this.
Okay. Well, it is. I understand that there are times that, yes, you don't feel well, and then I learned to leave your space. But then you have good moments, and then we learn how to enjoy them more. Everything is a struggle, so sometimes you need to just learn to live with the hard times, knowing that there is going to be good times.
Yes, I've learned that there are ways that one can help themselves. Like, I listen to music. That's very helpful for me. Because there are times that I can feel bad. And though those are the times that I need to help myself. I go on Facebook. There's a site that I go on Facebook that is for chronic PTS survivors, child survivors from domestic violence or child abuse. It's called Adult C, I guess for chronic, PTSD, Survivors of Childhood Abuse and Domestic Violence. And this is a support group where people write to anonymously on Facebook and they ask questions or they share the things that they know. And for example, I learned something about myself. I thought maybe I had a character flaw, or maybe sometimes I was rude, but this is what I discovered, and I'll read it to you. Someone wrote, "So I just found out something I find interesting because my PTSD from long-term childhood trauma, I have many of the diagnostic indicators of autism. For instance, my reactions to social cues are either muted or overly reactive, meaning sometimes I don't seem to respond and sometimes I really react strongly to mild cues. That's just one of the many ways I react like someone with autism. My husband has Asperger's, so I was looking up info about it and kept going. I do that, but it's because X, Y, and Z, or I used to do that, because it's made life bearable. So then I looked at the difference between the two diagnoses. I honestly think the most obvious difference between C, PTSD, and autism is the cause."
Well, yeah. There is a lot of symptoms that can be similar in different conditions.
So because victims tend to be hard on themselves, I learned that this was not a character flaw, but a symptom. And symptoms have remedies. Symptoms could be taken care of. There's medications for symptoms. There's always God.
Or behavioral therapy.
Well, yes, that's why people go to therapy, and that's why people go to psychiatrists. But not everybody can. Not everybody can afford it. Sometimes people can find help with one another by calling, by having support groups, by, you know, going on support groups on Facebook and things like that. But the thing is that there's also people we also have to take into account. There's people that don't have a support group. that don't have anybody, that don't know who to turn to those people, I tell them, turn to God. But yes. how about the people that don't believe in God?
Well, there is a lot of free resources out there, especially if you're depressed or have turned to substance abuse. Maybe you can call one of the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration hotline, which is 1-800-662-HELP. 1-800-662-HELP. Or you can call the National Hopeline Network. If you are feeling depressed and you want to end your life, they can help. 1-800-SUICIDE. Before you do something that cannot be returned or changed, call 1-800-SUICIDE. Or if you have if you're a young kid or adolescent, you can call the National Youth Crisis Hotline, which is 1-800-448-4663. If you are a victim of sexual abuse, child abuse, depression, and you have suicidal thoughts, this hotline can help. 1-800-448-4663.
Well, that's important to know those things and to use your resources wisely, because I know I can only speak from experience how someone can struggle with PTSD when they go through depression, how sometimes they can feel so alone and so scared and so hopeless that they think of suicide, or they self-medicate with drugs. Their self-esteem is low. And for a long time, I myself had to struggle until I learned to pray. I learned to turn to God. I learned to believe in something bigger than myself. I learned that it wasn't all about me, but about others. And I had to become the best person that I can be for others and for myself. And those things were important to me. But I have to tell you, being able to talk about these things and having wrote my life story has really helped me, because I am a private person. And if it wasn't for my love for helping others, I wouldn't be before this microwave every Friday, to tell you the truth.
Yes, I understand that this is very, very hard for you, but also it is very helpful for the tons of listeners or people that have suffered through sexual abuse, domestic violence, and don't know what to do or have lost hope.
Yeah, and also, even those who have lost hope, and even those, let's say, that don't believe in God, that just nothing seems to go their way, that they see no light of hope, I would advise those to just notice. If you take a moment to notice, everyone has many blessings, because God loves us all equally. The same way that parents love their children equally, and children love their parents equally, God gives us all blessings. Even the smallest things can be a blessing. For the depressed person, taking a shower is a blessing. So if you take a moment to notice, there is many blessings. And if you take a moment to appreciate them and become appreciative, you live happier being appreciative. And I just want to remind you guys that our call number is 305-541-2350. Again, that's 305-541-2350. This is your host, Amy Cabo, and this is The Cure.
Life can bring many difficult situations. Domestic violence, addictions, poverty, and even sexual abuse by your loved ones. The issue is not stay there, but to overcome all obstacles and show that with the love of God, your husband, and your family, you can succeed. Love is the answer, God is the cure, reveals from a very sincere and honest position Amy Cabo's life, a warrior who didn't give up and achieved the dream of her life. You can get to know more about her and her story on www.godisthecure.com or buying her book on amazon.com. And now we continue with Amy Cabo and The Cure on 880 The Biz.
Welcome back to the show. For those that are just tuning in, this is The Cure, and I'm your host, Amy Cabo. Today we're talking about trauma and healing. And we were discussing that people do go through different traumas, and it's something that happens, unfortunately, quite common in today's world. In fact, when it comes to sexual abuse, 1 in 4 girls, according to a 2015 study, 1 in 4 girls will be sexually abused before the age of 18. And so what do we do when we're faced with these traumas? And some of us are faced with severe long-term childhood trauma, and also they have other traumas, because for some reason, once a victim is victimized, they're also re-victimized. Sometimes they self-sabotage. They put themselves subconsciously in the wrong situation or make the wrong decisions. So this sometimes it takes a very long time to see the light. And I can give people hope by telling them there's God, and they can turn to God, and they can pray, and they can exercise, and they can listen to music, go on Facebook, talk to a friend, call a support number, many different ways to help oneself. But what if you just don't, you just can't, you just don't care to? It no longer matters. You've given up hope. Well, to those I tell you, don't give up hope. And I'll share a personal story with you why you shouldn't. When I was a kid, I had a dream. I knew that my world would come apart. But I was pretty much abused from the time that I was 7 till the time that I was 15. And then I had a daughter at 18 with an abusive man who used to beat me. I suffered domestic violence. That's why I left him. But then when I left him to protect my unborn daughter, he took me to court when she was a year old, 3 to 4 times a year, trying to take her away, trying to change custody, claiming parental alienation. Well, I hadn't been married yet, and it was maybe 7 years into continuous custody battles. And I felt tired. I was worn out. I did not want to get angry at God. I did not want to doubt him. I couldn't. He was all I had. Him and the Virgin Mary. I had no family. So I couldn't. But I was very, very drained. And I came across 3 nuns. And I asked them, I've prayed so much. I prayed and I've cried and I've gone to church. And I've tried to live my life the right way. And I feel like I'm destined to suffer. God's never going to answer my prayers. And these custody battles, I begged for them to end. The nuns, they told me, read the story of Job. And granted, I've never read the Bible, but I have been to church. And I know that Job is a story of someone who suffered for a long, long time, but never lost hope and never lost faith. And in the end, he was greatly rewarded, as was I. Because after 14 years, the custody battles did end. I did find the love of my life, because my life story, as tragic as it may be, is also an amazing love story. So, in the end, I was greatly blessed with three beautiful children, four great little dogs, wonderful friends. I have one sister that I speak to, and I cherish everything that I've had. I live my life better. I make better choices. I've learned to appreciate everything, even a sunny day, because it's not raining. Or maybe when it rains, I'm glad the trees are receiving nourishment. I always look for the bright side of things. I bet you can find it. People have challenged me. I can always find the bright side of everything. I think that's one of the ways that I've survived. And that's one of the ways that others can survive. And this is why I'm sharing my story with others, to let them know that there's hope and giving them ways to find a way to help themselves. Because a psychiatrist or a therapist can only be there for an hour. What happens to the rest of the days or until your next appointment? Medication could only work 35% of the times. And what happens when you grow resistance and then you have to depend on the next new medication in order for it to work? So one has to learn to help themselves and find fulfillment in helping themselves. One of the things a victim needs to learn once they become a survivor, as we all do, is to love themselves. Because a lot of times, victims have a low self-esteem. And it's important that we love ourselves. And one of the things that I've learned fulfillment, that I've found fulfillment in, is helping others. Anything that you do, whether it is cleaning the house, or talking to a friend, or helping somebody with an errand, anything that you do, being kind to someone, saying a kind word, smiling at someone, anything that you do, every little kind thing that you do, even if nobody's noticing, even if you're doing it alone, everything that you do, you're really doing for God. He takes notice. And for some reason, even if you feel drained, even if you feel there is no hope, believe it or not, if you pray, and you pray every day, eventually, something's bound to give. It cannot last forever. Everything passes. Trust me, it does. And anything that doesn't kill us only makes us stronger, only makes us better people. I have to tell you, one of the things that I am extremely grateful for is my husband.
And
he had no idea what he was getting into. He had no idea the can of worms he was getting into. Not only did I have two doctor parents who were kind of a little different, not so nice. I don't think he'd like them. And I had a custody battle to deal with 3 to 4 times a year. Boy, I have to tell you, it must have not been fun for him.
Well, fun. Fun is a defined fun. Well, we were stronger together. Well, the custody battles was something that I experienced with you. And then that's definitely something that I don't want people to go through, because the father of your daughter was just a jerk. What can I say? And then unfortunately, people just abuse the legal system by filing frivolous lawsuits, and then you need to defend yourselves. And that's what we did. But the guy was definitely not the right person.
Well, the thing is that people can really abuse the system so long as they have money and they have no problem with lying. And what the reason that the custody battles lasted so long, because it was me against the world. It was just my daughter and I had no family. And the father, he owned a business. His wife proved her love to him by attacking me.
Yeah.
And they would come in with documented lies.
But even if after that, I mean, we were strong together. We had a very good attorney who was defending you very well. It's just the system allows, unfortunately, for abuse. You know, he kept on filing, remember, frivolous lawsuits with lies. And then you can't just throw it away. You need to go and defend yourself and waste our time and then money and everything. It's just crazy.
At least I learned how to become a lawyer and recuse the general master.
Well, that's good. That's good.
Well, there's the bright side.
Okay. Well, I guess not everybody has
that capacity.
No, but it is, I mean, unfortunately, it's not correct for people just to show their ego, and that reflects on the children. As we spoke last week, you know, the children are the one that actually suffering. And we really need to be conscious. What do we do to our children when we go into never-ending custody battles? And unfortunately, the judges are not the ones that can determine that, because they don't know all the facts. And even if they do, their hands are just tied, I guess.
Well, because it's your word against his,
right.
And he has the documented lies. And
well, we had documented stuff. So too, he says something, we say something, and then what? We next year he files another bullshit lawsuit. That's how was our case since we got together. What is it? Danielle was 8 to 16. That's 8 years.
Yes, but I just want to point something out, that no matter how many times we worried or how miserable we felt at times because of the unknown, everyone's afraid of what they don't know, everything did always turn out okay, no matter what, in the end. Guess what?
True.
God is in control. We worry for nothing. And
that's
sometimes
true.
We create our own circumstances. Once we stop making excuses for ourselves and we start changing our actions, we start becoming successful. Anyhow,
Good. For those that are
tuning in, I'm your host, Amy Cavo, and we've been talking about the consequences of trauma as well as PTSD. And we have our lines open. If anyone would like to call, the number is 305-541-2350. Again, that's 305-541-2350. This is The Cure.
Or you can do online on 880thebeast.com.
I'm not.
difficult situations. Domestic violence, addictions, poverty, and even sexual abuse by your loved ones. The issue is not stay there, but to overcome all obstacles and show that with the love of God, your husband, and your family, you can succeed. Love is the answer, God is the cure, reveals from a very sincere and honest position Amy Cabo's life, a warrior who didn't give up and achieved the dream of her life. You can get to know more about her and her story on www.godisthecure.com or buying her book on amazon.com. And now we continue with Amy Cabo and The Cure on 880 The Biz.
We are back. Thanks for joining us. This is The Cure, and I'm your host, Amy Cabo. We've been talking about the common consequences of trauma and PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder, and don't forget, our phone lines are open. We're trying to get some callers in if we can, and we have a lot of good information for our listeners. We were talking about traumas and different ways that you can help yourselves, being that you can listen to different music. The song that we just listened to was one that really helped me. And it's a funny thing should be, I want to share a story with you. I do have a big faith in God. I do. He's always been the cornerstone of my strength. And believe it or not, in every phase in life, and I've gone through many things, there's been many different phases in my life. And I have to tell you, the best phase of my life was when I married my husband. But that doesn't mean life wasn't without challenges. Life continued being with challenges. But I do listen to music. I do find ways to help myself. And really, it's ways that God is helping you. Because there's always a song that has to do with the moment of what I am going through at the time. It's incredible. How does God know I need to hear this song and this song will help me? How is that even possible? Sometimes I'm completely surprised. But without fail, there are songs that help me get through. When I pray my rosaries on Facebook, not always will I wait to see what's the next post that comes up. But sometimes it does come up. And sometimes it's a post that I really, really needed to hear. Something I really, really needed to read. And something that I then later share and it helps others. That's the way God helps me and encourages me to help others. And believe it or not, God uses us, each other. He uses us to be able to help one another. Because sometimes, no matter what you do or how much you try, you might need someone. You might need someone's help. You might even need medication. It's okay. We're not Superman. We're not infallible. It's okay to be human. It's okay to take time to heal. And it's okay to be hurt. And it's okay to feel broken. Because that's also a part of recovery. And just because circumstances in life have happened that have brought you down, or you feel like you've had bad luck, that doesn't mean that you have the same opportunity as everyone else. Don't let a therapist or someone who is uneducated tell you any different. Nobody really knows what you're capable of. Only God knows what you're capable of. And believe me, you are more capable than anything you know. Because with God, really, anything is possible. And that's the way I've lived my life. I've just tried to keep myself close to God. Because people that have read my book would not believe I am who I am today. And people who knew about the case from hell back when I was a kid probably wonder what happened to Amy from the case from hell. I was the sender of the case from hell. And I just imagine that could these people that have read my book and see that all that's happened to me or know of my case, imagine what they believe would have been the outcome. I wasn't supposed to succeed. Nobody believed I can make it. Nobody even would dream in a million years I'd go to college and graduate a nurse, become the president of a company, own one. Thanks to the love of my husband, I definitely don't deserve it.
So next, what, the president of the United States?
Oh, well, yes. And, you know, just to let everybody know, there is a God, and there is always hope, as long as you believe. And if anybody needs me, I'll be there for you. You could always reach me through my website, godisthecure.com, and you can email me at amy@godisthecure.com. And if I can be of any help, of course, I'd love to, because there's been people that have helped me along the way. There's been friends, like my best friend Jennifer, that I've been friends with for 20 years. And God always puts someone there for you. My husband, my children.
Oh, Amy, I just
received a question online. It's a lady that doesn't want to call in, but would like to post the question anyway. So she's saying, what if she's not sure whether she should come out with her abuse? She survived it for several years when she was a child and didn't tell anybody, and now it's really bothering her. What would you be your advice to her?
I had a similar... somebody contacted me about something similar like that. My advice for that person would be that the truth will set that person free. The person needs to talk about it. There needs to be transparency, because that's what's going to stop the cycle and make sure that the abuser does not abuse someone else. And also, that would bring clarity to the situation, and it would bring awareness. And now other people could be aware of this person. And...
okay, I hope she hears this. I'm going to post it anyway as an answer. I have another question here online that popped up. So, Amy, this lady is asking you, what should she do regarding the husband that she has right now? He's abusing her physically, and she's scared to tell anybody. Well, I guess similar question. She's scared to do anything. Feels she's impossible to live with him, but then also she's scared to be on her own.
Well, change is always scary. There has to be a strong motivation, especially if you have a low self-esteem and you don't think you deserve any better. That's the problem. And then I had that similar situation where my boyfriend of 8 months, that's how long we were together, was abusive and was beating me, but I was one of those people that didn't feel like I deserved any better. I had been through worse, so this was no big deal to me. But the first thing that person should try to do is try to get therapy with her husband. But the husband needs to accept that he's wrong.
Mm.
He needs to come to terms with the fact that there's a behavior that he needs to correct. If he's not aware of this behavior, and he's in denial, and he blames others, and he's always right, like the father of my daughter, then there's no changing that person. And once they're an adult, it's very difficult. It has to come from the person. You can't force somebody to change. In that case, you need to leave.
And also, there is resources that you can call and ask for help. For example, the National Domestic Violence Hotline, which is 1-800-799-7233. I'm sure they have resources to help you financially as well and guide you through the process. Hope everything turns out all right.
And I hope that women out there know that they deserve better. Nobody has the right to lay a hand on you. Nobody has the right to beat you. There is no excuse for that. Do love unconditionally, but only if that person is willing to change. Do not allow yourself to continue to be in a situation that can hurt you or your children, because that's something that your children shouldn't be witnessing either.
Yeah. That is a problem that apparently is very popular.
Yeah, and for those that are tuning in, I'm your host, Amy Cabo. This is The Cure. We've been talking about consequences of trauma, as well as PTSD, some stages of grief, and some ways that people can recover. And the number to call here is 305-541-2350. Again, that's 305-541-2350.
You know the bed feels warmer, sleeping here alone. You know I dream in color and do the things I want. You think you got the best of me, think you've had the last laugh, but you think that everything good is gone. Think you left me broken down, think that I'll come running back. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Stand a little taller. Doesn't mean I'm lonely when I'm alone. What doesn't kill you makes you fighter. What's that fever lighter? Doesn't mean I'm over, cause you're gone. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger, stronger. Just me, myself, and I. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Doesn't kill you, makes you stronger. Stand a little taller. Doesn't mean I'm lonely when I'm alone. What doesn't kill you, makes you fighter. What's that fever lighter? Doesn't mean I'm over, cause you're gone. What doesn't kill you, makes you stronger, stronger. Trust me, myself, and I. What doesn't kill you, makes you stronger.
Can bring many difficult situations, domestic violence, addictions, poverty, and even sexual abuse by your loved ones. The issue is not stay there, but to overcome all obstacles and show that with the love of God, your husband, and your family, you can succeed. Love is the answer, God is the cure, reveals from a very sincere and honest position Amy Cabo's life, a warrior who didn't give up and achieved the dream of her life.
You can get to know more about her and her story on www.godisthecure.com or buying her book on amazon.com.
And now we continue with Amy Cabo and The Cure on 880 The Biz.
We're back, and thanks for joining us. This is your host, Amy Cabo, and you're listening to The Cure, where we discuss trauma and symptoms and different methods of recovery. And for those that don't know, that haven't heard the show, I am a survivor. I actually, because I discovered God during times of trial, I believe myself to be a spiritual warrior. So I've survived, for those who don't know, that have just tuned in. I have been through sexual abuse and physical abuse and emotional abuse and rapes and domestic violence and custody battles and the fear of my daughter dying when she almost got killed at 23 years old. But I've always had God. I've always had my faith. I survived it all. Nothing happened to me. I came out okay. It is possible. I don't have to fail in life. That's not what God intended for me. And thank God that I found God. But not too long ago, I was asked to do a radio interview for someone that had a college audience. And he told me I could not mention God, that I needed to tell people how they can go through traumas and survive it without mentioning God. And of course, that was very difficult to me because I believe we are no one without God, but I did give it an attempt. I told them, and for those who don't believe in God, do you believe in the power of your own mind? Do you realize we only use 3 to 10% of our mind? And it's really the way that we look at things. People in third world countries, little girls get raped all the time. There's child marriages. There's people that are starving in worse situations. So if you compare yourself to people in worse situations, you realize your situation's actually not that terrible. And if you try to get it right and you don't, oh yes, God always forgives. And the fact that he forgives and you just have to try, you have a million other chances to get it right. And there's also karma. Don't you believe that what you give is what comes back? So guys, let's be kind to one another, because you never know what somebody's been through. Well, it's hard to see that we're finally coming up to the end of another close of a show. We had a lot of questions, a lot of information to cover, and I wish that we would have gotten through all of it, but there's always so much more you can always say. And I wish we could have, but this has been The Cure. And I'm your host, Amy Cabo. You're listening to us on 880 The Biz. Remember that you can download the app by going to www.880thebiz. And join us again next Friday at 2 p.m. Thanks for listening.
Homegrown alligator, see you later. Gotta hit the road, gotta hit the road. The sun ain't changing the atmosphere. Architecture unfamiliar, I could get used to this. Time flies by in the yellow and green. Stick around and you'll see what I mean. There's a mountain top that I'm dreaming of. If you need me, you know where I'll be. I'll be riding shotgun underneath the hot sun, feeling like a someone. I'll be riding shotgun underneath the hot sun, feeling like a someone. We're the south of the equator, navigator. Gotta hit the road, gotta hit the road. Deep sea diving round the clock, bikini bottoms, lager tops, I could get used to this. Time flies by in the yellow and green. Stick around and you'll see what I mean. There's a mountain top that I'm
dreaming of. If you need me, you know where I'll be. I'll be riding shotgun underneath the hot sun, feeling like a someone. I'll be riding shotgun underneath the hot sun, feeling like a someone. We got two in the front, two in the back, sailing along. And you'll see what I mean. There's a mountain top that I'm dreaming of. If you need me, you know where I'll be. I'll be riding shotgun underneath the hot sun, feeling like a someone. I'll be riding shotgun underneath the hot sun, feeling like a someone. I'll be riding shotgun underneath the hot sun, feeling like a someone. I'll be riding shotgun underneath the hot sun, feeling like a someone, a someone, a someone.
With Amy Cabo was brought to you by IMIC Research, 786-310-7477 or www.godisthecure.com. Tune in every Friday at 2 p.m. for The Cure with Amy Cabo, right here on 880 The Biz.
Stay in touch with us through your smartphone with the iHeart app, TuneIn app, or 880 The Biz app.